night, holy night.
A tree stands in the corner of the room, lit up and decorated with ornaments at the Tree of Life service. The ornaments represent the loss of someone dear to those who are singing. Andrew McGregor is the spiritual care coordinator for Regional Hospice in Ashland. McGregor says they hold the service to give people a way to remember those no longer living.
Very often it's very hard for people to feel like they're a part of the holiday season. And in a way, we kind of thought that maybe it would be a gentle way of allowing people a chance to have some holiday connection and almost some cheer that was a little less threatening than maybe some of the hype and other things that go on at this time of year.
Diane Heapy says Regional Hospice supports an average of 75 people in Ashland throughout the year. As a bereavement services coordinator, she understands just how difficult the holidays can be. Heapy says she lost her partner and daughter to cancer within 8 months of each other.
Many people will say, you know, I started feeling really sad, I couldn't quite figure it out, and I looked on the calendar and realized it was the anniversary of the death of my mother or whatever. And I think the holidays has a mixture of remembering sadness and also a lot of joy.
Christmas is a difficult time of year for Edith Olson of Rice Lake. Olson says her husband Marvin passed away 6 years ago when they were sitting down for Christmas Eve dinner.
Well, I personally am glad when Christmas is over, and that's not a good attitude, but here we are all ready to sit down and have this wonderful Christmas Eve dinner. My granddaughters wouldn't let me in the kitchen because they said, you're always doing the cooking, we're taking care of it. But as we're ready to sit down, it was all over.
Olson says she hasn't had Christmas at home since.
It's very sad because memories of such good days, and now those days are gone forever.
Olson and her sister Gloria Maticat of Duluth have come in memory of their brother George, who passed away earlier this year. This is the first time Maticat has been to the Tree of Life service, but Maticat says she's been to similar gatherings since losing her son Tom 21 years ago on Thanksgiving Day.
People are afraid to talk about your loved one because they don't want to make you feel bad. And if people only knew, the best thing they can do is to bring up our loved one's names.
Maticat says it's important to remember them.
We got to keep celebrating our loved ones' lives because they lived and they want us to keep on living. And as long as I live, I want to keep these loved ones' memories alive in a positive way.
Retired Washburn pastor Dan Zai spoke at the service. Zai says he hopes people draw strength and support from one another as they remember those they've lost.
It's important when we lose somebody to help fill the void that the loss of that person creates for other people as well. And in participating in that, we can have a fulfillment that we're not replacing that person, but we're helping to carry on that person's presence and legacy.
Zai says they're not alone in their grief and certainly not forgotten. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Ashland.